from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning we are going to mark the week because it's Friday. That's what we do. Man, airline fares seem to be getting cheaper and cheaper for some reason. How to get out of jury duty and who's going to win this weekend? The All Blacks, the All Whites or neither? But first up, Coalition Week 1. How did they go?
The Hobbit Law. Around the movie industry this week, they were going to repeal it. Whoops, no they're not. Those in the industry have told them they're nuts, and so to their credit, they put the brakes on. The foreign ban on housing. No, it's not. It's at best a partial ban on existing housing, and that's before you get to the fact that it's not needed anyway, or the capital gains tax, by the way, given the market has now well and truly settled and prices are going nowhere fast. And that's before you get to their grandiose promise of 10,000 houses a year, which Phil Twyford was very quick, you will notice, to acknowledge was not actually going to happen in the first year at all, because as we all pointed out, we can't build enough houses as it is, far less adding another 10,000 to it. The TPP, breaking news this morning, they wanted some decorative changes to some of the clauses to allow them to look like they tipped it on its head, but they're not even going to get those. Reality is they're going to sign it. So, and this is in its own ironic way, not actually a criticism, just in case you're starting to froth at the mouth, in at least some areas, and the Hobbit Law would be your best example. This is a government that is either one of three things. Either one, it is naive to beat the band and promised a whole lot of stuff it had no idea it couldn't deliver on. Or two, it's Machiavellian and rolled out a whole lot of ideological promises and policy it knew it couldn't deliver on but sold it hard in the campaign in order to grow its vote. Or three, it's partially naive and when shown the truth or the facts is pragmatic enough to realise that they might have been barking up the wrong tree. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's three. And if it is, that's no bad thing, because no government is the repository for all things correct, right and proper. So having acknowledged that, all we need to do now is convince James Shaw's idea of climate change visas is nuts.
So that's a serious look at the week. Let's have a not-so-serious look at the week.
The Paradise Papers. No, not illegal, but depending on who you are, depends on how we see it. The Queen, she wouldn't have a clue. She's not dodgy. I will not hear a bad word said about Her Majesty. Apple, though, Apple, what else would you expect? It's the story of multinationals all over the world, isn't it? Bono. Now, that's your trouble. You can't rail against such practice and dabble in it as well without looking like what you are, a hypocrite. Tana Pora, 7. The extra money was the right thing to do, and it should never have been turned into the mess it was. The Hobbit Law reversal, 7.
You shall not pass!
That's a good pragmatic decision. That's a mistake that's been sorted before it was a mistake that actually cost jobs, and it would have too. Would have cost jobs, that. The Reserve Bank Employment Clause, 4. That's Winston Peters once over lightly window dressing that's been exposed for what it is. Winston suing people, 1. That's a very low rent, very tacky business from a man in a position that should be behaving a lot better than he is. Speaking of Winston, his clause wanting a free trade deal with Russia, 7.
Back in the USSR!
Why are we so uppity about Russia? I mean, when we do business with a heap of countries who do stuff that we don't condone. Why are we singling out Russia? Our Manus Island offer, 4. Naive. We're wandering into another country's business, not to mention rewarding queue jumpers. Corey Parrish, 8. My favourite person of the week rode in the Melbourne Cup, never thought he'd be there, living the dream, and a hell of a nice guy with it. The All Whites, 8. The verge of the really big time and also living their dream. Let's hope it goes well, because don't we love it when we're in the World Cup? Yes, we do.
So we'll have a little bit more on that shortly, that All Whites game, and the All Blacks for that matter. But before we do, the airfares seem to be on the downturn, which is weird given that the price of oil keeps going up and up.
Talked a little bit about airlines this week. What was it we got down to for Europe on Air New Zealand? $13.99 for Europe. You're basically going around the world for $1,399, beaten by the Icelandic budget airline, WOW. Good-looking planes, purple and white. WOW. And good name. WOW. Where are you going? WOW Air. Anyway, they're selling London to JFK, so London to New York for $180. Doesn't even cover the taxes. Cheaper than the taxes. Basically, the airline says they are essentially paying the passengers to fly, which was a joke I made earlier on in the week. I said, how long before they're paying us to fly? And the answer was Friday. So it wasn't actually that funny. It was more a statement of intent for Friday. So Friday's the day that the airlines are now officially paying us to fly.
This is all part of their big tourism push, isn't it, to try and get people to go to Iceland?
I'm not sure how that works. If you're going from London to New York, I'm not sure where Iceland fits into it unless it's a layover. So you go London, land in Reykjavik, go, my God, why even go to New York? New York, Reykjavik, I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I've heard a few celebrities going to Iceland, people going on holiday to Iceland. The flights there are cheap. It's in fact, one of my favourite podcasts, The Dollop, they did a dollop in Iceland. Mind you, they also came to New Zealand as well, so there's really no stopping those guys. Check out The Dollop, by the way, if you haven't already. It is a great podcast. And the New Zealand episode, which dropped this week, is pretty eye-opening. Guy Williams, David Farrier make a guest appearance in there as well. Now, what's the best way to get out of jury duty, do you reckon?
Did you see Obama yesterday? What a show pony. So he gets called for jury duty, and his message for the day at the end of it, that everybody should turn up for jury duty. So, like, he turned up thinking he was ever going to end up on a jury. And so he turns up, and of course everyone goes nuts, shakes a lot of hands in the room, doesn't have any selfies. Selfies aren't cool, apparently, but he's allowing people to take photos. And that's a man. That is a man who knows the value of a photo. So it's all goodwill. He does nothing, says nothing, literally walks into the room, shakes some hands. Guess what? Oh, he's not required for jury duty, so he goes home. And that is how you milk the press and the publicity for all it's worth. He's a clever operator.
You see? You're kicking yourself now, aren't you? All those letters from your employer saying you can't be done without at work, or that you've got a sick family member, or that it's the third time in the last 2 years you've done jury duty. None of that is as effective as being a former president of the United States. So what you need to do, that's probably the only reason Trump ran, is to get out of jury duty. Because next time they call him up for it, he'll say, nah, can't bang the president. So, you know, that's how you go. Right, we're going to finish up here discussing this weekend's sporting events. Two very important internationals. I mean, there's three, really, if you count the Kiwis versus Tonga game. But all eyes certainly on the All Blacks Sunday morning versus France, and the All Whites versus Peru tomorrow afternoon.
It's going to go off. There's some real expectation. Shows you the value and the size and the weight of international football, because to be frank, we're not that good. We're about 120 something in the world. But when we're on the cusp of the World Cup, the whole mood changes. And let's be honest, even if we do make the World Cup, we're not going to win it. And yet we have this expectation that all we need to do is turn up, and it's one of the greatest days in New Zealand sport. If you remember South Africa, what was it that happened in South Africa? We played three games, didn't win a single one of them.
Didn't lose any.
Didn't lose, yeah, see, exactly. We suddenly, when the All Blacks go out, and if we don't win by 20, there's something wrong with the national game. When we go to the World Cup in football, if we don't lose, we've virtually won, which is an interesting dynamic.
Who do you reckon is more likely to win this weekend, the All Whites or the All Blacks?
I don't... The All
See,
Blacks,
that's
no.
It.
No, no, no.
The All Blacks are
I'm
not a good team this season, I reckon.
Your negative anti-patriotic nonsense. The All Blacks will win and win easily.
Ooh.
But will the All Whites win, or will they scrape by with a draw? Now, that's the interesting question.
The All Blacks couldn't even beat Australia.
Nah, but it's... Yeah, don't, Glenn, you're winding me up on a Friday, and you know the rules around winding me up on a Friday.
So this is my whole theory, that the All Blacks have really been over-hyped this season. People seem to have said that they've done a good job, but they lost a game to the Lions, they drew a game with the Lions, thereby drawing the entire series with the Lions. They struggled through a few other games. They've had some good games, don't get me wrong. Just managed to beat South Africa, lost to Australia, struggled against the Barbarians, which is not even a national side. And now they're expecting to win against France in France, which historically they often don't manage to do. So I'm just saying... Mike tried to get me to put $50 on. I don't have $50 on it. I don't have $50. I've never had $50 in my life. I'm not allowed $50. And I don't think Mike takes credit cards. Anyway, if I'm right, I don't want to be right. Don't get me wrong, I want the All Blacks to win. But I'd also prefer, like, for example, that TJ Perenara doesn't throw the ball out over the sideline constantly like he did in the Barbarians game last week. Anyway, let it go, Glenn ZB. You're very worked up. And should we not win, should the All Blacks fail to beat France, I wonder if I can talk Mike into giving me that $50 anyway, even though I didn't take the bet. I'm Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap. I'd love $50 wrapped up come Monday morning, that's for sure. I'll see you back here then for more.